Let's stand, let's worship.
For you, you open blind eyes.
Thank you. Wow, what a wonderful worship we had, right? All right, today Colin was supposed to take the breaking of bread, but unfortunately he was not here because of ill health. We'll also pray for him in a couple of minutes. So for now, let us continue to worship our Lord with breaking bread. So let us turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 24, 30 to 31. Luke chapter 24, 30 to 31. I'm reading from the NIV. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. What an amazing verse. So while I was reading this verse, it really enlightened me. What I learned from this verse is that we are all a part of God's creation, and it's God's instruction for us to break bread and drink the, like, breaking bread. So what does it symbolize? So while we were all sinners, Christ died for us, right? So God the Father has sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to take our place. It's a great, great opportunity that one could have. So let us all be thankful for that. That's the first thing. And Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. God told us to break bread and drink the juice. So the bread represents Jesus' body that was broken on the cross. And the juice that we take, it represents Jesus' blood that was shed upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And once we believe this and take it in, we are saved. We are saved the first moment when we put our faith in Jesus, right? So dear friends, here, the new thing which I have seen is while we do this, God also enlightens us spiritually, right? So in the second part of this verse, we see, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. So in the first verse, he says, when he was at the table with them. So I encourage you all, as we take part in breaking the bread and drinking the juice, so let us trust his presence with us here this morning. And as we do that, let us also expect that he would open our spiritual eyes to the things that we were ignorant in our lives. Maybe there are different things that we are ignorant spiritually. So let us believe that he would open our eyes and that we would recognize him. I request the ushers to pass on the bread and juice. And if you have not put your faith yet in Jesus, I request you, let the elements pass by. And do meet any one of us at the end of the meeting, and we'll be glad to assist you in giving you more information about Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for taking our place, Father Lord, upon the cross. While we were still sinners, you died for us, Father Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we take part in breaking the bread, eating the bread and the juice, Father Lord, we believe that you are here and you have forgiven our sins, and that we need more strength to walk according to your word, Father Lord. And as we take part in this, help us to proclaim your death until you come back, Father Lord. I also pray that you open our spiritual eyes to see you, Father Lord. As we are in different phases of our lives, Father Lord, we pray for more of you into us, Father Lord. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen. Amen.
Seeds of mountain grandeur, nations mystery, the glory of your sunrise shining over me. But the single greatest wonder my soul has ever seen is the Lamb of God on high.